الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تطعم الطعام وتقرأ السلام على من عرفت ومن لم تعرف أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable respectable elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home. Every culture, every tradition, every religion has a certain way of greeting. We know that in various traditions and various customs and in various religions, individuals will greet one another in a certain way. And in our culture, in our where we live with the non-Muslims, they generally greet with something along the lines of good morning, hello, how are you, and so forth. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a similar greeting in terms of saying words which would basically wish good for the person by saying something along the lines of good morning, hoping that the rest of the day would go well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed a certain greeting for us as believers. And we know that greeting is the greeting of salam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And this is a very special greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made part of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when asked that which Islam is the best, ayyul islami khayr, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, ayyul islami khayr, which Islam is the best? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that tut'imu at-ta'am, feed people, give people food, feed them. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that wataqra'u as-salam, and say salam to those who you recognize and those who you don't recognize. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructing this person to do two things. One is a physical thing and one is something which is done by words. So one is a deed by action and one is a deed by words. And Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala mentions that there is a connection between both, in the sense that a person, if he is mindful of his words and also his actions, then he'll be a complete believer. If he feeds people and is aware of the actions that he is doing to people, to himself, to those around him, and he is aware that he needs to do good things to those around him and to himself, and he uses his tongue wisely and he says those things that are beneficial and doesn't say those things that are not beneficial and harmful and hurtful to people, then he will be a complete believer. And we know that in terms of the origin of salam, when Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu was salam, idhhab fasallim ala ulaik, that go and go do salam to those individuals there. And there was a group of angels, nafarum min al malaika, who were there. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, went, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that fastami', then listen, ma yuhayyunak, what they reply to you. So when he said assalamu alaykum to this group of angels, they replied wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, they extended wa rahmatullah, may the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you as well. And what does it translate as? That may there be safety from all evil, all hardship, all difficulty for you. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. Wa barakatuh, and his blessing. So when we truly ponder on these words, then imagine that one person is saying to the other person and giving him a dua and praying for him, that may you be free from any difficulty and may there be safety with you from all hardships, all difficulties, and may the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his blessing be with you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that by giving salam to one another, by saying salam to one another, it increases the love and the unity amongst the ummah. And it's logical that when we are making dua for another person And when we are, we are praying for the other person, and he replies in kind, and he also says, "Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh," then we are in essence helping one another, praying for good for one another. Something that's hardly found in this day and age, whereby when something is happening, and when for someone, for a person, good is happening, then we almost inside our hearts, because of the dirt in our hearts, we feel ill towards this individual, that why is good happening to him and not me? That's the reality. We may not say it, you know, on face value. We may be very kind to this person, very welcoming to this person, but in our heart, when we ask our heart, we have ill feelings towards the person. And this is an illness of the heart that we need to work on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this salam, and this is somewhere to start. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Munawwara, before he entered Medina Munawwara, Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a follower of the Jewish faith, he became a Muslim. The first audience that he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that in Jafal al-Nas, the people were gathering around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, "I also gathered around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some advice. And this advice, he gave some advice in a very succinct manner, but it encompasses so many different elements. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that afshu salam, spread salam, give salam to one another. Wa at'imu ta'am, and feed people, give them food, feed people. And wasilul arham, join ties with your family members, with your kin, those individuals that are related to you, join ties with them. And wasallu wa nasu niyam, that perform salah when the people are asleep. Tadkhulul jannata bi salam, you will enter Jannah with safety. So imagine, this was the first advice, one of the first pieces of advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to those individuals who met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. And Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Islam and he was a scholar in his own right of the Jewish faith. He says that when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ, I recognize that this can't be the face of a liar. Straight away. So this was the effect that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on those people around him. When they would meet him, then they would have this, they would feel in awe of him. And then they would listen to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would bring these pieces of advice into their life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in regards to salam, that لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. No one's going to enter Jannah until they believe. Until we have firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the prophets, in the books, in the angels, in life after death. We believe in all of these articles of faith. No one's going to enter Jannah until they believe. And then, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you can't be a firm believer, a true believer, until you love one another. So until you love one another, you can't be a true believer. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. That shall I not inform you of an action that if you bring this action into your life, then you will love one another. أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. That spread salam amongst yourself. So we have a tendency that when we pick up the phone or when we meet one another, we will say various different ways of doing salam in terms of or greeting one another. And maybe there will be instances with those individuals that we recognize or those individuals that we know, we will do salam to. We will greet them with salam. But those individuals that we don't know, then we won't do salam to them. And you know the true value of salam, when do we truly appreciate the value of salam? When you're in a place where you don't know anybody, and predominantly it's non-Muslim and there's not many Muslims around, and you are in a situation where you're unknown and you're out of your comfort zone as such, and in that time and in that moment, someone comes and they do salam to you, and they say assalamu alaikum to you. It's almost like a whole burden's taken, you know, a burden is lifted off your shoulders, and you feel like, you know, there's someone that you know, and the only thing that connects you and him, they look different to you, they're of a different nationality, but the only thing that, you know, that you share is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he's recognized you to be a Muslim, to be a believer, so he has come to do salam to you. And then you get to know one another and you speak and he assists you, and So the benefit of ukhuwah, of having brotherhood, is truly appreciated when we are in a place where we're not comfortable, and we are in a place where we're the minority. So this understanding that we have, the concept of the ummah that we have, that irrespective of the nationality that we may have, irrespective of the language that we may speak, we are connected by the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and there are certain elements that we all share. So assalamu alaykum, or the kalima la ilaha illallah, every Muslim, every believer around the world will know this. He'll be able to relate to this. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is something that we need to revive within ourselves, within our communities, within our homes. When we enter the house, and to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, oh wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, loudly, so that the people within the home, they know that we have arrived. It bring a, and ultimately, understanding that where this salam and what this salam means, that the element of, you know, sometimes many things that we do become a habit. So we are in our motion of doing something, and we do it, and we continue to do it, and we forget the essence behind it. And sometimes that's like dua, we make dua, and we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we forget that who are we asking from, what are we asking for. Is it just words that I am reading, that I have learned over the years, but I'm not concentrating and pondering on the meaning? Inshallah, for this there'll be blessing as well and benefit. But to increase the levels in terms of the action, one needs to ponder upon the actual action and the words that he's saying. So many a times we disregard an action, or we disregard something because we haven't truly contemplated on the actual action itself. So for example, when we are doing salam, then to contemplate that I am giving this person dua, I am saying, or I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, this person that I am greeting with the words that, you know, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam used, and you instructed Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to say to the angels, and they replied in kind. And I am saying to this person that may you be safe from all harms, all difficulties, and may the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you, and may his blessing be with you. All of a sudden, when a person contemplates and a person ponders upon the words, then it becomes something valuable, and it becomes something of substance, and it becomes something that we want to do and we want to receive. And ultimately, the reminder that I give myself and all of us that are listening is that how can we develop this understanding that the salam is so precious, it's so amazing, it's so beneficial, that how do we then bring this into our life? How do we then bring this into something that we are doing on a daily basis? On, you know, every moment we are looking for individuals that we can do salam to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, even in Jannah, tahiyyatuhum fiha salam, that their greeting in Jannah is also going to be salam. So this is the greeting of Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the world. So how unfortunate if we don't use these words, or if we don't practice and bring these words on our tongue. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to bring the words of salam and give salam to those that we recognize, those that we don't recognize. Remember, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is blessing. In the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is blessing. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave advice to this individual, that give salam to those that you recognize and those that you don't recognize, there is blessing for us in this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we experience this blessing, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who enter Darus Salam, which is Jannah, and that we are also able to greet one another in Jannah with Salam. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم
are requested to make the sufuf. Be mindful of anybody that's reading salah, just to stand up and fill in all the gaps. Jazakallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله العلي الحكيم الولي الحميد هدانا صراطه المستقيم وأمرنا بدينه القويم نحمده حمدا كثيرا ونشكره شكرا مزيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله دل أمته على كل خير وحذرها من كل شر فمن لزم سنته وسار على هديه سعد في الدنيا وفاز في الآخرة صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله تعالى وأطيعوه، وتأدبوا بآداب الإسلام، وتخلقوا بأخلاق أهل الإيمان، واسعوا لإكمال دينكم بالإحسان، فإن الدين إسلام وإيمان وإحسان. أيها الناس، لتحية السلام شأن عظيم في الإسلام، فهي التحية التي ارتضاها الله تعالى لعباده، وعلمها آدم بعد خلقه، وأخبره أنها تحيته وذريته، كما في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: خلق الله آدم على صورته، طوله 60 ذراعا، فلما خلقه قال: اذهب فسلم على أولئك نفر من الملائكة جلوس، فاستمع ما يحيونك، فإنها تحيتك وتحية ذريتك. فقال: السلام عليكم. فقالوا: السلام عليك ورحمة الله. فزادوه ورحمة الله. ومن شرف السلام أن الجنة سميت دار السلام، لهم دار السلام عند ربهم. وفي آية أخرى: والله يدعو إلى دار السلام، وحين يلقى المؤمنون ربه سبحانه يحيون بالسلام، تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام، والملائكة يحيون أهل الجنة بالسلام، الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة طيبين يقولون: سلام عليكم، ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. وتحية أهل الجنة فيما بينهم السلام، دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم، وتحيتهم فيها سلام. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضيق الدنيا وضيق يوم القيامة، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا يا حي يا قيوم. ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Was requested to quickly fill in the gaps. There are still some gaps at the front of the masjid as well.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Fal qamati as-salah, fal qamati as-salah, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى.
سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.